I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality. This is episode 13. You know the vibes. We're going to go through all the entertainment news and reality TV news first. A little later on, I'm going to be joined in the studio by Dated and Related stars Kaz and Kieran. Oh gosh, I love that show. I proper love that show. I've watched it in full. We'll talk about that in a bit. But first, let's get into the tea. Ray J. What is going on? Did you see the Instagram live this week? Ray J went live on Instagram this week and he accused Kris Jenner. Just wait for it because the details of the story are bonkers. He's accused Kris Jenner of being the mastermind behind his explicit tape with Kim Kardashian. Whoa! Listen, let's get into this clip.
Kim Kardashian got her handwriting and her fingerprints all over my contract. When you look at the two, when you look at my signature and you look at her signature on my deliverables, that should say sex tape number one, sex tape number two, and guess what? The third sex tape or the second they've been trying to play me on, it called Santa Barbara Sex. Her mama made us go shoot it for safety. She watched the mother and said, hey, we're going to go with the first one because the first one is better. It gives my daughter a better look than the second one that I made y'all go do. But you watched it and made a decision. And then you get on whatever show you was on and take a lie detector test with a fraud.
Okay, too many allegations were made in that one clip. Number one, there was a contract? There was a contract? Now look, obviously these are all claims. Bear in mind the Kardashians have denied all of this. But if true, it's bonkers, isn't it? So he's obviously claims that there was a contract which he and Kim had to sign. He claims that this contract was drafted up by Kris Jenner. He's also claimed that Kris Jenner made them shoot 3 different versions for safety. Safety? I don't know. And apparently, he's also claimed that Kris Jenner went for option one because apparently that made Kim look better. Now, this is all bonkers because I don't know who to believe here. I posted a video on my TikTok about the same story and everyone in the comments is just like in two minds. Some people are like, he's lying. Some people are like, he's telling the truth. Kris Jenner recently appeared on James Corden's Late Late Show where James Corden brought in a lie detector test. And as part of this lie detector test, James Corden asked Kris Jenner, did you help put out this tape? Kris Jenner said no, and the lie detector test said she was telling the truth. So I don't know what to believe. You've got to help me figure this out. I know you lot have already been commenting on TikTok, but please comment below, use that hashtag #RealityWithWill. Let me know what you think. Is Ray J lying or is he telling the truth? Now, the next story we're getting into is an interesting one. Friends star Courtney Cox has clapped back at Kanye West after Mr. Kanye West said Friends is a boring show. Now, this has made me, Will and Jovi, very, very upset because I've grown up watching Friends. It is, in my opinion, the best TV sitcom that has been made ever. Don't even get me started on the cast. Every single Phoebe and her sarcasm, Chandler, Ross and the dopiness, the storylines, everything. I cannot believe he'd say that. But do you know what? Actually, is it the best sitcom? What do you reckon? There are other good sitcoms that were made in the 90s or the noughties, like Eight Simple Rules. Please tell me you know about Eight Simple Rules, of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Really, really good. But come on. Friends is the OG. And as you know, I'd like to get your opinions, your views on what you think. You know what I think? And the first voice note we've got in is from Thomasina. What
do you have to say? There's a lot of things you can call Friends, but boring is not one of them. It is a proper 90s sitcom. The dynamic between the characters is amazing. And do you know what? It's still relatable to this day.
It is relatable. I love Friends. Do you know what? For me, Friends was that show where whenever I didn't want to go to school, I would, well, not call it sick. I'd tell my mum I'm unwell and just sit at home and watch Friends. It's an evergreen show. However, there has been some criticism recently of Friends and people were complaining and saying, actually, there isn't a black person on this show. I'm like, you know what? You're right. Like, and it's actually quite bad, to be fair. I didn't realise this. And I know the maker of Friends has spoken out about this and they've kind of apologised, but I didn't think about that back then, you know, when I was watching Friends, about the lack of diversity in it. I think, in my opinion, that comes down to the writers and the creators of the show all being white and none of them being black. So they probably didn't know how to write about a black person's experience, or diversity in media was just so terrible back then. But I mean, other than the poor diversity issues that show's had, I do feel like Friends is the number one sitcom ever made. Right, we've got a voice note in from Gemma.
Kanye West has absolutely no business trying to tell us what's funny and what's not funny. Friends has won 6 Emmys. It's been nominated 62 times for awards. I think that speaks for itself.
The awards says it all. And do you know what's so funny? When I put the call out on my TikTok and on my Instagram to say, look, guys, what do you think about Friends? Like, is it a yes or no? Everyone got back saying it's a good show. Like, I was trying to be balanced here. I was saying, you know, if anyone wanted to come out the woodworks and say, Will, you know, Friends is a bad show, I'd be like, look, I'll play it. But no one said it's a bad show. But yeah, let me know what you think. Are you a fan of Friends? Is Kanye right? Is Friends boring? Say the right answer. Use that hashtag #RealityWithWill. Or just DM me on Instagram, man. That's @RealityWithWill on the gram. The next story we're getting into is about Dated and Related on Netflix. You know I've been watching this show religiously since it dropped. I've watched all 10 episodes now, by the way. I'm very much up to date. So happy that I'm not going to spoil it. I was about to say who won. I'm sorry. I get in so much trouble, you know. I do this on the radio. I do this on this show. People are like, Will, why did you spoil it? For example, when I... gosh. I think it was on the night of the Love Island finale when Ekin-Su and Davide won and I posted it. I was getting dragged, you know. People are like, Will, why did you spoil it? But anyways, Kieran and Kaz, two of my favourite people on the show, were very vocal about the passing of their mother and how it's actually brought them closer together as brothers. Now, for me, I said this to them when I met them. That was the best piece of representation I have seen on reality TV. Number one, two black men on reality TV being vocal about their emotions, allowing themselves to be vulnerable, was something that I just loved because I don't see that a lot. So this, to me, was a first. And just kind of owning their experiences. And I feel like that's going to help a lot of people. So look, a lot of people online have been praising Kieran and Kaz, you know, for being so bold and open about how they've dealt with the passing of their mum. So I kind of wanted to ask you how you deal with grief. Grief is a very interesting one for me because I actually lost my father when I was at last year of university. So just picture this, you know, final year of uni. Last year of university, I think how many months did I have to go? I think I had like 4 months to go. Sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional talking about this now, but 4 months to go until the end. Really wanted to graduate, studying media, loved the course. And then I just got that news that my father has sadly passed away. I said, how do I even navigate through all of this? I was living in a flat, love these boys, by the way, of like four really good housemates. Still talk to the boys now. And we always used to party, enjoy ourselves, live life and everything. And I, obviously, you don't know, I love laughing. I'm such a loud character. And that's just me. That's just Will. But because of that, I didn't really want to affect the mood in the flat. I kind of just stayed to myself. I kept myself to myself. So I internalized that grief for a long time, actually. Yeah, I think I just internalized it. And there was one point where my mum or my brother had found a letter that my dad had written to me years ago. And I just read that letter and I cried like a baby. And I think that's when I let it out, when I started to speak about it. And then there was one point where I made a video on Twitter. It was Father's Day. Because Father's Day, I always brush past it. I'm like, oh, I just don't want to think about it. There was one time I made a video on Twitter and I started speaking about how, you know, there are some people who don't have a father on Father's Day. And I spoke about that and that really helped me. So eventually speaking about it helped me. But I did internalize in the beginning. So I wanted to ask you lot, how do you deal with grief? Patrick has sent in a voice note. Here's what he's had to say.
Hi, Will. Thank you so much for asking this question. To me, to be honest, grief is a very difficult subject to talk about because it's something that is very personal and internal. And I tend to internalize grief most of the time. And one of the reasons why is because it's hard to process, right? So you have so much emotions. You're a little bit confused, you're sad, someone can be angry at the same time, and there's a bunch of different emotions involved. So what I normally do is just take a time off and relax and process, allow myself to feel the emotion, but not to be in there for too long that it affects my day-to-day life, but I'll give myself time to feel the emotion, but I wouldn't speak about it publicly. The maximum I probably would do is speak to my therapist about it.
Yeah, I think therapy is a really, really good option, Patrick. Thank you so much for that. And yeah, I guess it's just about taking time, isn't it? And kind of doing things on your own terms and not feeling like you have to speak about it to somebody or just kind of like dealing with it and then maybe speaking to anybody, whether it's a friend, family or whatever, until you're ready. We've got another voice note in from Gemma.
I think it's great that Kieran and Kaz are so open about the passing of their mother and how they're dealing with it, because there are so many people out there in the same boat and I think it will make them feel less alone. I probably keep things more internal, but that's just me and I appreciate the people that are speaking out about it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I kept it internal for quite a while, but seeing Kieran and Kaz on that reality show, on Dated and Related, being so open about it and being so vocal for me was like, wow, like, you're helping a lot of people, so I really, really appreciated that. We've got another one in from David.
Grief, I often keep it internal. I feel like when I'm at that stage of, you know, letting it go, it's usually close to like the acceptance stage when I realise that this grief that I'm going through, I have to accept it.
Yeah, I guess it does get to a point, doesn't it, where you kind of just feel like, you know what, I want to try and move forward with my life. But like I say, Kieran and Kaz, big up to you two for just being so open, so bold. And this is why they say diversity in TV is important. Getting characters in Dated and Related like themselves, for me, was just so refreshing. That's why it was a good watch. Now, you lot know, it's around about now when I start talking about what we're watching. Come on, I've given it away. Cool. As we know, spoiler alert, Kaz and Diana one Dated and Related. Let's give them a round of applause, please. Thank you, Kaz, Diana. Thank you very much, Kaz and Diana. And yeah, I kind of liked their relationship a lot, actually. I feel like from the beginning, we could definitely see that they were a match made in heaven. From when Diana started crying on episode 1 because she wanted Kaz's attention and all that stuff. Now, since this show dropped on Netflix, the one question I've been seeing on the world wide web, on social media, on TikTok, is, are these couples still together? Alara and Kieran, Kaz and Diana, are they? We don't know. Well, we're about to find out because I caught up with Kaz and Kieran in this studio a couple of days ago and they spill all the tea. Hey guys, it's all of you and welcome to my brand new show, Reality with Will and Jovi. You can find us on YouTube, TikTok and Instagram. Please give us a follow. We're going to have a lot of fun on the show, actually. So the Instagram handle is Reality with Will. On YouTube, you can find us and just search Reality with Will or Reality with Will and Jovu. And on TikTok, just search at Will_NJO. And we are back talking dated and related. Right now, I'm joined by Kaz and Kieran, everybody. Hey,
let's go.
Loving the energy, loving the energy. And I was so close to saying you're fresh from the south of France, but you're not, because this was kind of recorded like a year ago, was it?
Yeah, man.
Literally a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it must have been hard, like, sitting on this for a year. It's just like, you're walking around the streets and I'm going to be a big reality star in a year's time. You lot are all going to know my face in a year's time. How was that for you, just like keeping it all in?
That was crazy because I can't lie. When you're sitting at work, I'm at my desk and I'm sitting like this and my manager's
you
like,
you don't know who I am.
I know, I'm about to be. Can you just make sure that's done for me? I'm like, you deserve it. You wait. Just give me 11 months. Give me 11 months.
5 more months, 3 more months, goodbye.
It's just a countdown,
yeah.
It's the same week. You know when you're going into a fire, you're just kicking in the door and you're like, do you know who you're being saved by right now?
Do you know what I mean?
Literally. And you lot, are you from Essex?
London.
Yeah, London. So this is where it gets complicated because, because where we live is on the border of Essex and London. Like, so everyone's, the minute we tell people where we're from, like, they're like, oh, no, you're from Essex. And we're like, we just give up. Yeah. We just say, oh, you know what, we're from Essex. Yeah.
Basically, it's just easier. Wow. Yeah. So when you did stop filming the show and you landed back in London, what was how did it feel like just being back here after all of that in the south of France?
You know what? You go from being in somewhere where that's bright lights, like the view, you're on top of the world, and then it just sort of like it hits you, you're like back to reality. It's you kind of miss it. You want to go back there, you want that feeling.
Then there's the villa, and then you're just seeing the red buses in London. It's like, what is even
it's raining? You're like,
why is it raining?
When it rains over there, it's like, it's nice.
It's good, like, it feels sunny.
That villa did look really nice, though. Whoa,
no, it was
wow.
That villa was unbelievable. Yeah. It was like five floors. It was, I think,
five floors.
Five floors. It was like, it was crazy. It was insane.
Wow.
Yeah, man. We didn't even get to explore most of it. Was there for like 2-3 weeks and we didn't even get to explore.
That's a long time to be on a show.
Yeah, for real. So yeah, coming off of it, it was a bit like, it was just, everything was just so surreal. But it's so kind of intense in there because like you don't know the time. Like they don't let you
Don't know the time.
You don't know the time. You don't know like the dates. They don't really tell you anything like that because they want you fully zoned in what you're doing and the whole situation's in there. So yeah, it's so crazy, man. But when you come out of there, it's like, it can go, sometimes it can go downhill for people apparently, because like where you're so wrapped up in that little world, it's like you come out and then you're like, bang, like, what happened? Like, so yeah, but fortunately we was good, man. And the teams are good, amazing Netflix as well. So
yeah. So like, how did this come about? Was it just like a random DM on Instagram? Did someone just stop you in the street? Like, how did you get casted? What happened?
It was with him.
Yeah, no. Someone reached out, casting producer reached out to me and was like, you know, we think you'd
on
be
Instagram.
Perfect. Yeah, on Instagram.
Wow. Was like, so set the scene where you just, what, were you at home that day? Were you just like, what were you doing?
I'll set the scene, it was about, 20 degrees outside. You know, so. No, basically just chilling, saw my DM go and I was like, who's this? I was like, looked at her page because you sort of get them and you're like, you have to check it out properly. Yeah. But funny enough, we had the message come through and then also I got a text as well because we had previously done Celebs Go Dating.
Yeah.
So we done another show and they, they do use people from those. So they casted us for that.
Yeah.
They casted us and they said, look, she rang me up and was like, we've got this show coming up. Mm. Can't tell you too much about it. We think you would be perfect and your brother, let's get you on board with it. And I was like, why not? Yeah. Let's go for it.
And then he come and told me. And then I was like, I don't know, doing another show, like, it's got to be a big one. I was like, I don't really want to do no small show. Like, I thought, just see what they say about it. And so the minute they said, it was like, look, we can't really tell you too much, but,
it's one of the...
It's one of the biggest streaming platforms in the planet, but... it rhymes with Betflix. We can't tell you any more than that. Yeah. I was like, let's do it. Let's do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this show, I want to make it clear, because when I tell people about Dating and Related, because I have watched it and obviously like I love it, people are like, so what? Siblings are just dating each other? No.
What, in the incest is going on
there's no incest. There's no incest. So obviously you lot were wing manning each other on the show.
Yes.
But I just get the vibe that this is something you've had experience in from before the show. I can see that you lot going crazy nights out. You do this anyways. Like, you didn't need... This wasn't awkward for you two.
No, we literally... Like, we do everything together. Like, we are not inseparable, but we actually just have that same friends from day one.
You seem very in sync.
Yeah, chemistry.
Yeah, exactly. So in terms of when we go out, we just have such a good vibe. We don't care about, like, who's going to be there.
Yeah.
We just care that it's us and our friends and that we're just going to... And then people just get drawn to that. It's like infectious.
Yeah, we are. Like, so, the thing is that we could walk into a place and then, like, instantly I would know, like, who's for him and who's not for him.
Really?
Or, like, yeah, or I will latch onto look onto a girl's eyes that's looking at him and I'll be like, she's eyeing you up, bro.
Yeah.
And then also you can just see it like that. Yeah. It's like
And I'm like, and it's like, do you know what I mean? And later on in the night, I don't know, we might get talking and then I'll just say, oh, like, I see you eyeing up my brother. Like, and then she'll be like, oh, yeah, he's nice. Like, do you know what I mean? And then it's like, it just goes from there. So it's quite.
So you've not been putting in the work from before.
We've been doing this. You know what I'm saying?
But what happens if you two like the same girl? Like, has that happened before, or is it kind of like?
I don't know. We're kind of easygoing and laid back about that.
Like, we haven't had someone that's just been like, you know, they've said, oh yeah, your brother's fit, and you're fit, but they've always said, you know, I'm better looking or he's better looking. So we've had the one or either or. Sorry.
Yeah.
But
I think if it comes down to a girl that actually likes, or that one girl we actually like, we'll just be like, or one of us will just be like, right, just do what you think, do your thing.
Oh,
or
yeah.
But we've had situations where
you take her.
Yeah. But we have had
girls. Even that, or she's going in the trash.
Yeah, she's going in the bin, though. It's Kobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts. But no, we've had situations where, like, I've been talking to a girl before and then she's gone and talked to him like a year later or something. But it is what it is, and everyone's entitled to do what they want to do, you know?
Yeah. I'm sure you've been in scenarios because you're twins, they're like, well, I've had one, might as well just have the second one.
Am I lying?
I mean, has it happened?
No, you know what? It hasn't. We've had.
I don't believe that.
Carlton, stop it. No, we've had girls that have basically been sort of, might have been talking to one of us and showing a bit of interest.
Yeah.
And then has been like, oh, no, actually, you know what? I like you a bit better, or seen us out and started talking to us more. Yeah. So I was just like, yeah, it's not really going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, then the talking stage, or you might end up like, having a little kiss or something like that.
But it can only go so far, man. Once you've been in the, talking to one of us, it's only going to go so far, like, you know what I mean? And then some girls get upset about that and you're like, what? Calm down. You know what I mean? You should know that from the beginning. You should know that from the jump, B. Like, what? No, girl.
No, cool. Back to the show. Kaz, you had your eyes set on Karina, like, right. Was this episode one, I think?
Early
episode, and I mean, you lot went on a date. When you say, I mean, are you trying to deny what I've just said?
No, well,
were your eyes not set?
I had my eyes on Diana.
Yeah.
Obviously, Karina, she's a very attractive girl. You know, she's got a great personality, and she has got a lot of qualities that I do like. She's very sporty as well, and you know, comedian-wise, she makes me laugh. Like, so that's a good trait to have. But in my eyes, you know, and what I've previously sort of gone for, terms like girls-wise, type-wise and stuff, like Diana was like first on my, say, list. That's what I was saying, you're like top of the table.
Yeah.
You know, Premier League.
Yo! Premier League!
I just wanted to see where it goes. And it kind of gave me the great opportunity to see what things would be like with Karina when we went on a date.
Yeah.
And having my brother there was great as well. Because
I was in there pulling strings.
Wasn't it awkward having her brother there as well?
Joey.
I think, you know what? I don't know, was it awkward for you? I don't know.
Like, you know what? It was kind of as a group, so it was kind of more like friends in that sense.
But
so
then
that's kind
not
of like...
really, because her brother's still there.
Yeah.
So it's like, it appears like this. But in her head, she's thinking, don't mess around. You think, don't mess around with my sister. So it was a weird dynamic.
Yeah, it was. It was, especially being straight off the bat, you're going into it, both of you, you know, us two with her and her brother. It was great because we had good banter and everything. Everything was flowing. And then obviously Kieran and Joey left, and then it was me and Karina. So then it was like, we had that bit of a one-on-one time. So you got to know each other a bit deeper and find out a bit more, get a bit of chemistry. But then I think romantically wise, it just wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on that same night was pretty much, well, on the show, pretty much when you kissed Anna.
Yeah.
Now, this all happened on the same night. So I was like, wow and wow. Because you've now got to explain to Mr. Joey over there that not only have you just, you know, gone on the date with his sister, but you've now kissed another girl on the same night. You took his sister on a date in front of him.
Yeah.
Which is all, because I mean, could see how awkward it was when you had to not only tell her, but again, tell her brother, which makes it really messy. Yeah. So how was that for you, that whole dynamic?
I mean, as you could tell on the show, it was very awkward. I've never been put in that situation before in my life. Like, when have I ever got to explain to a girlfriend, or not girlfriend, sorry, a girl's brother, I know.
Yeah, a girl's brother. Throw out the G word like that.
Yeah, no,
careful.
Yeah.
I'm
just going to get out. just a girl's brother that I kissed another girl, like, that will never happen. So it was definitely a weird situation to be in.
And Kieran, you were obviously with Nina at one point. So, yeah. And it kind of made sense. It was like, you know, twins sorted.
Yeah.
And I feel like, what drew you to her in the beginning? Let's just take a step back.
She's my type. I like brunettes, dark haired girls, like, you know, I like Mediterranean girls. So it's like, it was kind of, I don't know, it was just seeing her come down. It was like, it was not meant to be as such, but like, of course they came down the stairs and we was just like, yeah, of course. Like, it was a no brainer for us to, and obviously they're stunning girls as well. And we just clicked instantly. As soon as we sat down, we spoke to them. It was like, I don't know, even before we spoke to them, I still think we just like knew it was going to be like, you know what I mean? So yeah, we sat down, spoke to them, got along so well. And obviously they lived in London as well. We lived in London. So it was easier going forward to see where things could go. Do you know what I mean? In that sense. So, and then we hit it off, man. We did hit it off.
Yeah. And then there was Alara.
Yes. So Alara,
I feel like in the beginning you were kind of staying, you were sticking to your guns, weren't you? In the beginning you were sticking to your guns, you're like, no, Nina, no. But actually, Alara put it on you.
She stuck it on me nicely.
She stuck it on you.
Like,
and you eventually just freed it up.
You know what? And you got to respect a girl that knows what she wants and she just, you know, she goes and gets it. Like, she shot a shot and she got what she wanted. So I think it was, sometimes it comes down to persistence. Like, she didn't give up. And obviously, you know, things didn't work out between me and Nina, which obviously gave, gave me the thought of just thinking, you know what, of course, let's give Alara a chance. Like, Alara, she came in like all guns blazing. She was one of the spiciest bombshells. Like, she just came in and was like, she was like, I'm coming for your man, Nina. Like, so yeah, she done her thing, man. She done her thing.
But the way things ended with you and Nina was, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was rocky. It was rocky for a long time as well. Like, it was rocky, but there was...
How rocky? Like, no communication, walking past each other?
Yeah, so, like, even we was walking past each other for ages, just walking. It was awkward, and everyone else could feel it as well. That was the worst thing about it.
There was a bit of tension in the air.
There was so much tension, and, there was a massive elephant in the room. I think even at one point, like, even... Because you go in the bathroom, you're brushing your teeth. So, like, you go in there, and, like, I'll go in there, and I see Nina in there, and I'm like, oh, crap. I don't even want to go and brush my teeth now because I'm like, I'm seeing her in there. And I'm like, nah, it's all right, it's cool, just go brush your teeth, innit? But then we're standing there in silence, just like, all you can hear is the electric toothbrushes just. There's a mirror in front of us, and we're like avoiding eye contact. Like, I'm looking everywhere but her, like, it's so mad. But yeah, it was very awkward and it ended rocky. But in the end, you know, obviously, I can't really tell you too much about the end, but you know.
And there was a point where I feel like, you know, they were basically fighting for you. Your ego must have been like...
I was like, ladies, please, like... Yeah, man. No, it was obviously in a situation like that, in a villa like that, you you do want to be in a position like that where you get to like take the choice and you want someone to be like, do you, I mean, after you as well. So, yeah, I was in a fortunate position and I was grateful for it. And yeah, they were scrapping, but I feel like it's still love between them two as well. So, and it was spicy competition, but healthy competition at the same time. Like, so, but I think, yeah, Nina just couldn't really handle the triangle, shall I say, even though there was no triangle, do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But fair play to that, fair play.
Yeah, and let's fast forward to the end. Now, obviously, you both made the finals. Obviously, you won.
Yeah.
With Diana, of course, and you still made it to the finals.
That's it, Valara.
This show was filmed a year ago.
A year
so
ago,
I just want to know, has anything changed? Are you lot still in your relationships? And let's not forget, you know, you said you loved her. Mm. You said you loved Diana, you know, you asked her to be your girlfriend.
Yes, yes.
So where are we now?
So me and Diana we're talking, basically, because there's a lot that happened.
Is she still your girlfriend?
Unfortunately, we haven't actually said anything. So we actually haven't had the proper discussion about it.
But so you asked her in there, though.
I know, this is the thing. So I asked her to be my girlfriend. I said that I loved her, and I did. Obviously, everything was so intense in there. You're seeing from day one, you know, you meet a girl, you don't always, you know, you don't go to bed with them and then, you might do, but you don't go to bed and then wake up with them and stay with them for like 3 weeks, you know, day in, 24/7, in, out. It got very intense. So it was a lot to take in, but I was open to it. She was open to it. And we just, you know, I reassured her. We made that the relationship was obviously secure inside the villa.
Inside, yeah.
And then coming outside of it was, you know, it's a different story. You've got a lot more going on. I've got, you know, going back to work.
Family
commitments.
Course,
and we had a lot of, like, family issues that was going on, me and my Kieran. Mm. So it was like, that also got involved in it. So, it was just kind of like, we saw less and less of each other. But any time that we sort of, you know, did see each other, it was all love. We still, like, sort of obviously kept in contact and messaged, make sure that obviously we was okay. And that was the main thing. But, so we kind of never had that, like, full-on discussion, you know, and said, like, this is ending here.
But has it ended? Are you seeing other people?
I'm not seeing anyone at the moment.
Have you seen other people since?
I've had communication with girls and, you know, I've spoke to a couple of people, but it hasn't been, you know, it hasn't gone into anything serious. Sure, it's just been like sort of talking stages and stuff. I've sort of been just, within the year, I've sort of just been focusing on myself.
Yeah, that's important.
Trying to nurture myself, self-love and everything, because I feel like that is very important, especially in my career and, you know, the job and everything that I've gone into.
Sure.
It's something that you definitely need to take care of, and as guys we don't really talk about it, you know.
So am I correct in saying that you two are not together?
Okay, so we're not, but we are, you know, we're excited to see what happens in the future, because we're in a totally different place now.
So I feel like with you two, like, work with you two have like two different lives as well. Like, He works like longer hours, and he works days and he works
nights.
Which
is fine. You can just be friends. You can just like banter and stuff.
But I feel like obviously with this coming about as well, I feel like it's probably like they've been in contact, and then now they're like, you know, I feel like they've got a lot closer. Like, even the love's still there, isn't it?
So. Yeah, and that, I guess that's the most important thing. Just kind of like doing it on your own pace. As opposed to doing it on a TV show.
What about
you?
Facts. I feel like.
Are you single?
Yeah, I'm single. Yeah, still single. So, yeah, I feel like with me, my situation, as I said, like, we had, like, our family issues and that. So, obviously, we had, like, our mum passed away in 2020. So
sorry to hear
it
that,
was, yeah. like, yeah, so that's all right, no problem. We obviously done the show, and, like, we come back, and obviously it was kind of, what was that, the first anniversary, wasn't it? Like, the first anniversary. So it was more or less we kind of, although where we were so wrapped up in the show, obviously we came back and then that was real life.
Because you were like in a bubble.
Exactly. Yeah. And then everyone else around us, all our family and stuff, was still like not like celebrating it, and they were still like grieving and stuff. So we was kind of like making sure we come back and we made sure we went to see all our family, spend time with our friends and stuff. And then, it was mad, because you come, and as I said, like we said earlier, like that's not real life. So when you come back, it's like you're hit with so much stuff. It's like, oh, you really need to think, like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, this actually happened and that's real. And you need to spend time with your family. And then the people that, yeah, they was excited for us to go and do what we got to do. But then it's like, we still had to come back and be there for our family and stuff. And like my mom's friends and stuff. So it was a massive, like, slap to the face when we got back. So it was just like, I feel like we needed to kind of just like, make sure we was there for each other and just like, do you know what I mean? And home in and everything.
And can I just say that the one thing that I loved about this show was just the representation of your brotherhood and like how you weren't afraid to almost be affectionate as brothers.
Yeah.
And that's, honestly, that's like, it was refreshing because I don't usually see that from black men on TV.
Yes.
So like, this is like, and from like from London, like this is really, really good to see.
Yeah.
And I think even like how you two opened up about like the passing of your mother and how that brought you two closer together. Mm. Like, and that, and it, vulnerability is power. So like seeing you guys both speak about that was just great and phenomenal. Mm, so
thank you.
Kudos to you guys, man.
Yeah, thank you.
We had a lot of messages afterwards and people saying that, you know, you use repping and you know, you definitely opened up and you guys were
carried yourself well.
Yeah.
And yeah, it
so that was amazing.
It played a massive part.
Yeah.
And obviously mum passing played a massive part in us going forward because we don't really have a big family. Like we have like cousins and stuff, but we don't really talk to them much. We've got uncles and stuff, we don't really talk to them much. Like, so going forward, like once that happened, it was literally just us two. So when we was like that day it happened, that night it happened, we was at the hospital, it was like we literally said, like literally standing by her, it was like, it's us two. Like, it's just us two. So we was like, we take every opportunity we have, we stick by each other, we talk about stuff, like, never hide anything from each other. Like, so, yeah, I think even going into that, it made us even stronger. So, and obviously, as like has said, like, men, as men, we don't really talk about stuff. Like, so you should be, you don't be like, you're not alone. So don't be, always just open up. Like, no matter who it is, find someone, talk to someone.
Yeah,
you know?
Like,
so,
even now, it just gets to you. Like, when you just sort of think about it, it's like you take that moment in.
Yeah, facts.
And I think she is going to be proud of you and your family going to be proud of you because what you guys are doing is just, I think you've underestimated that, like, the power of the communication. Like, speaking about that was so powerful on TV.
Yeah.
I said, whoa, like, I've never, like, seeing this type of representation, so it's so important.
Yeah, facts.
So important.
Thank you.
And like the nation's loving you. And we were talking earlier before about how like this show, one thing I love about Netflix shows is that people from all around the world are watching.
Yeah.
Germany, Brazil, Spain.
Big love to everyone around the world. Are you mad?
So not only like have you got your, you know, your girls in the UK, you've got girls from all around the world. You must be DMing you, and people are like, "Are you still in a relationship? Are you getting that now? Are you getting people message you? Say that."
Yeah.
No,
so many.
Are you replying to the DMs, lads?
I don't.
Oh, of course you are. Like, she's nice. Let's reply. You're filtering out, filtering.
It's a filter system. We literally, I mean, I haven't been replying to sort of anyone that's sort of, you know, giving us a lot of love. We've just basically been showing a bit of love back. And yeah, there's been, I'm not the most social, like, compared to my brother. Like, he's on social media. Like, he's that type of person. He knows what to say and does all this sort of thing. So it's like, for me, it's overwhelming. I'm just like taking my time with it. I'm going through like, you know them, like, when you get older, you get your glasses out and just, like, one finger, that's just how it kind of...
Yeah.
The dad look.
Okay, yeah.
But, we've had received so much love from, like, Brazil, Morocco, South Africa, like, Croatia, Latvia,
Latvia,
everywhere,
see,
like...
Israel, all sorts.
It's so...
It's crazy.
It's insane. It's actually insane. So we've really, like, just taking time to take it all in.
Yeah.
Obviously, we can't reply to every single person, like, because it's just impossible, man.
Yeah.
Like, and we've been getting thousands of messages, but yeah, everyone has felt the love and felt the bond between us, and like, even just. We've had messages about everybody else on the show as well, saying how like great like Nina's been, Alara's been, Diana, like, and like Jayla, like loads, even the US lot as well. So it's been crazy, and we just appreciate every minute of it. But we can't. It's impossible to reply to everyone, but as much as we'd like to. But we feel the love.
Yeah.
And you lot, obviously, you went back to work after, and now I guess your colleagues have seen what you've done. Did you tell them, your colleagues? You didn't tell them. Yeah. How did you get time off work and everything?
technically, right, it's because, okay, so it kind of came about where I say, you know what, and this is kind of why I say, like, I don't know, mum was kind of looking out for us kind of thing, because we was off, obviously, where it would happen around the same time as,
obviously, like, our mum passed away and that, so it was kind of like stressful. So, yeah.
So, have work been like, hold on, when was this recorded?
Well, they don't really know.
They don't know.
But yeah.
But they'll know now, they'll know now.
All right, so yeah, so like, yeah, so we was basically off because of obviously our mum and stuff. So, and the opportunity come then. Yeah. So when we was already like off, it kind of made sense to do it.
Yeah, you're
so
at home because you were off work.
Yeah.
But they didn't know basically.
Yeah, kind of what happened was, obviously we're two different jobs. Mm. You know, he works in banking and I'm a firefighter. So in that
that's
sense,
so cool.
Oh, no, thank you.
That's it's like Superman. Yeah. You know, you're like reality TV star on the night, firefighter in the day. I love that.
Brilliant.
It's like living with a superhero.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I'm like Spider-Man when he comes in at night and just goes. All he hears upstairs.
I know. Like, I'm telling you. I'm like, where are you? I'm like, literally, I just hear the door close and then I just look out the window. He's gone. I'm like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Batman, you just see them disappear. Yeah. And I'm like, where's he gone? He's just gone. Like.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy.
But going back to your question, we did have a lot going on in terms of that. We had a lot of stuff that we had to sort out. And it was, as I said, we was off. We both went off with basically stress to sort things
course,
out. Opportunity came along and was like, you know, you're going to get like a free holiday, south of France.
Yeah.
You know,
relax.
Everything sort of paid for. Like, it's on Netflix. We were like, let's go.
Yeah. Right
away.
And then we just, basically took in all the opportunities. You know, we was ourselves on the show as everyone, you know, everyone saw. Anyone that knows us, that's just even met us for one day, they kind of say, oh my God, you two have been the same the whole way through.
And, yeah, literally.
Yeah, it was...
Energy was all the same. Man.
Yeah,
it was just real.
Exactly.
We're just being be ourselves, isn't it? That's all.
Our work colleagues have all been supportive as well and said, like, you know, whatever happens, if you do end up finding a new opportunity, go for it, you know? So yeah, but it'll be a shame to obviously leave the job, but you kind of got to look out for number one.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Any more dating shows?
I mean, yeah.
Would you do it? Would you do any more?
I've nothing lined up at the moment. I feel like I personally we spoke about it.
Would you be open to it?
I don't know. I feel like we would probably love to. We would be probably open to it, but I feel like at the same time we want to start steering away from it and trying to get into like just more
other types of TV.
Yeah, other types of TV. Like we'd love to like do different game shows and then you know just like explore other avenues
just
in TV.
Have fun
and then,
with it, really.
Fun stuff and then. Yeah, and just maybe, and obviously in the end goal is probably to have our own, like, you know, our own, like, little podcast or our own little show as well, our own TV show.
Yeah,
and then we can
yeah.
have, like, our own, like, you know, celebrities on there and we can have, like, our own, like, talk show and stuff. And now I think that would be wicked.
Well, you need to start podcasts.
That's it. Follow your footsteps, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. Onwards and upwards, boys. Thank you so much for joining me on this show.
Thank you very much.
Catching up with Kaz and Kieran was honestly the best. Their energy... everything. I need to go on a night out of those two. I have to do it. But yeah, Kaz on his relationship with Diana. I don't know. Is it happening? Is it still there? It's up for you to judge. Now, I'm back next week with Nina and Diana in the studio, and I'm going to grill them both about their relationship status. So I'll see you there.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.